Hello, everybody. I'm George from Ireland, talking about the Chagos Islands. In case you don't know, they're in the Indian Ocean, well, north of the equator. So the Chagos Islands, also known as the British Indian Ocean Territory, has been inhabited by people of African stock for a couple of centuries. Was a British colony. I think the Spaniards were the first to discover it. I mean, probably Indian sailors, maybe Arab sailors before that, because it's so close to India. But the Spanish named one of the islands Diego Garcia after the Spanish mariner who was their captain. Anyway, in the Cold War, the United States decided this would be idyllic to have an air base there, naval base, because it would give them control of so much of the Indian Ocean without having it this base vulnerable to land attack. So the United Kingdom was obviously withdrawing from empire, and Harold Wilson's Labour government signed this 99-year lease. But they argued that the people on the Chagos Islands weren't permanent residents, and that was the operative word permanent, and that had come from West of Mauritius. It was actually part of the British colony of Mauritius at the time. And as independence negotiations moved forward, one of the things is the United Kingdom was very keen to prize the Chagos away from Mauritius. It was considered part of Mauritius, even though it's thousands of miles from the main archipelago. And the Mauritians accepted that and were paid compensation for that, were granted independence. Some years later, they paid compensation for it again. Anyway, the Chagossians were forcibly removed and settled in Mauritius. Some of them came to the United Kingdom, gained British citizenship, particularly residing in Crawley, which is just south of London, close to Gatwick Airport. As I've been aware of this Chagossian issue since I saw protests in about 2002, John Pilger, the late Australian extreme left-wing journalist, he's the one who first drew my attention to it. You recommend his documentary, which came out in about the year 2003. So the US Air Force is a base there, the Royal Air Force likewise. Anyway, it was argued that there was a ruling by the International Court of Justice, which is non-binding, saying that this must be decolonized, the United Kingdom has to give it to Mauritius or whatever. The Mauritians sort of asserted a claim to it. The United Nations General Assembly, most countries voted Mauritius's way on this one, the United Kingdom against it. So therefore, the UK government saying, well, keeping this against international law, we're just going to give it away. So that's it. And we'll lease back that key island, Diego Garcia, from Mauritius. The thing is, the current British lease given to the United States is for 99 years, expires in 2067. It's not that far away, actually. But the poor old Chagossians that became Mauritian citizens in some cases, they would like to go back, and they were going to be allowed to go back in 2003 to visit the graves of their ancestors. The last minute, that was cancelled. They were going to be searched before they went there to see they got no weapons, no recording equipment or whatever, no possible threat to the US Air Force base. They wouldn't be allowed with it, be closely supervised by US Air Force personnel. The last minute that was cancelled, they couldn't even go back. How cruel was that? It's absolutely preposterous. You see how paranoid, pathetic, and cowardly some people are to cancel such a visit. Anyway, so the Chagossians protesting in Trafalgar Square, London, and so on, and saying, well, the future of the Chagos Islands must be decided by the Chagossians. Do we want independence? Do we want to merge Mauritius, or we want to remain a British overseas territory, or what? And so, fascinatingly, some of those who landed there landed with British flags. And some Conservative MPs have raised this partly to wrong foot the Labour government. Now, the previous Conservative administration, they held negotiations with Mauritius, were considering doing the same, didn't do it in the end, but didn't seem to have such a principled objection at the time. Got to acknowledge an injustice was done to the Chagossians, to be taken from their ancestral home against their will. And they were not adequately compensated at the time. And that was unfair. You could maybe take them away from one of the islands, not all of the islands. That was too much. Okay, it was in the interest of the United States, maybe the UK, maybe the free world as a whole, but some people paid the price. And how would you feel if people say, we're removing from your land and going to move you thousands of miles away against your will because of whatever? Someone claims it's about his or her national security. That was unfair. So I do feel sorry for them. They were hard done by, and that ought to be rectified. So four Chagossians landed to there today on Île du Coin. Some people call it Perros Banos Atoll, as in these very flat islands where they're originally volcanic, just like you have the Maldives. It's not that far away from the Maldives. But anyway, they're trying to upscupper this attempt to transfer the island to Mauritius. Now, the United States gave it its blessing. Then Trump objected. Does he have the veto over this? It's not clear whether this is really going to get the green light. So it was already signed by His Majesty's government. I'm not sure if it's been ratified by the House of Parliament. So the British administration says this is unsafe, this is unlawful, these people coming there. Because so how could it possibly be unlawful for Chagossians to be in the Chagos Islands? What you did to us is illegal, and so on. So they would like to be able to return them to them. Scintillatingly, they're not. Then some of them were carrying Britannic flags. So the United Nations Committee on the Elimination of Racial Discrimination have said the Chagossians have a right of return to Diego Garcia, okay? And they must have the say on what happens with their ancestral homeland. So what should be done? Anyway, the UK was going to lease back one of these atolls for 99 years, going to be paid billions of pounds for it. That's something it already has anyway. It's paid the Chagossians twice. I've got to say, game, sorry, it's not Chagossians, the Mauritians. Game, set, and match to the Mauritians. I've got to hand it to them. They have outclassed the British government every single term. Well, that wouldn't be difficult with the Starmer administration. Now, we know that Mauritius has got very cordial relations with the People's Republic of China, which is a hostile state of the United States, and the United Kingdom. I don't dispute Mauritius's right to formulate its own foreign policy and to form alliance with whomsoever they please. I think obviously it's a grossly cruel and immoral regime in Beijing. And I've got a lot of criticisms to make against Washington, D.C., and London for that matter. What should be done about these Chagossians? They can make even more of an incident. Are they going to be arrested? Are they going to be forcibly removed? It's drawing yet more attention to the issue. They've got African solidarity. Most of the African Union is behind them. What do you think should happen to the Chagos Islands? Should be at the referendum. Who counts the Chagossians? These so-called Chagossians returning today, were they individuals who lived there before 1968? Unlikely, because it's so long ago. Were they born to Chagossian parents? Or maybe their grandparents were born to Chagos Islands. What if you're born to one Chagossian parent and one non-Chagossian parent somewhere else in the world? Are you Chagossian or not? I would argue you are. What if you're born to one Chagossian a grandparent? The other three grandparents are not Chagossians. Are you Chagossian or not? Does it make any difference if you're born to your Chagossian, your mother's side, or your father's side? Does it make a difference whether your parents were married or not? I mean, I should hope not. What if you're only one-eighth ethnically Chagossian? Are you Chagossian or not? So this is the question of definition. What's the cutoff? And there's got to be a cutoff. It's not so many generations ago. I think we're probably not down to the stage yet. Somebody might be just 1/16th Chagossian. So it's debatable. What if you're born outside the Chagos Islands before 1968? And when before or after 1968, that also could make a difference. I think the handover to Mauritius was idiotic, was unnecessary. And Britain, why does it always shoot itself in the foot? It's just so feeble these days. Right. Make sure you subscribe on Patreon, then PayPal, georgecallum790@gmail.com. Goodbye.